information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Vitamin B12, hype or healthful. We are going to myth-defy, break this down so you will understand whether B12 is really good for you or not good for you, or in the most important thing, do you need B12? As an individual, is something B12 that would use for you? There is something out there, Holly, I call good idea disease, where people walk into stores and they buy this product and this product and this product, and all of a sudden they have 25 bottles of supplements and they're all good ideas, but they don't really know if they need any. So when I look at this segment that you wrote, this B12 hype or healthful, we need to mythify this, because not everybody has to take extra B12 every day, but some people really need it. And when you look at that in your practice, being a doctor, how do you choose who needs this and who doesn't?
So here's the thing. It really all depends. Like, I'll give you this example. I have a lovely lady, and she is 37 years old, and she's been diagnosed with MS. That is young, and that is devastating. It's a degenerative brain disease. So one of the treatment protocols or modalities, I don't have really protocols. I call them wake-up calls. but you'll read in the literature.
That's the best Hollyism ever. You call protocols wake-up calls?
I just, you know, it's like...
so cool. It's a gift, Holly.
Do you have a protocol? I'm like, no, I call it wake-up calls. Like, girl, you got to get in here and get yourself woken up. But here's the thing. She, you know, as far as MS, she's getting 1,000 micrograms of B12 each and every week in injection form, because it's been proven in the literature to work. But here's what this is what makes me want to claw my eyes out. I'll just be driving down Santa Monica Boulevard, okay, listening to Sheryl Crow talking about the boulevard and having a beer on Tuesday across from a car wash, and you see it sign after sign. B12 injections available here. B12 injections available here. The diet shot available here. $35, $45, $55, right? And it just, so there's a couple of my friends that were getting these B12 injections, and, you know, along with some other things perhaps. And I said, how much are you paying for that? I was like, $45. Like, wow, okay. Wow. So I go into the little joint and I said, hey, what form of B12 are you using? And the nurse, he's like, what? What do you mean? I was like, are you using cyanocobalamin? Are you using hydroxycobalamin? Are you using methylcobalamin? I'm like, what are you using? And he's like, can I see actually your, so cyanocobalamin. Okay. I'm like, okay. So I go up to my girls and I'm like, listen, if you want these for whatever reason, I'll give them to you, because I want to make sure that, and I'm going to give them for you for cost, because these are my CrossFit girls. These aren't my patients, because I want to make sure that, number one, you're not getting completely raped when it comes to finances with these things. Mm-hmm. And number two, that you're getting a source that you don't have to work really hard at to absorb. Cyanocobalamin is actually cyanide. There's a cyanide molecule that you're... Yep. So yes, your liver actually has to use glutathione, which is one of our best antioxidants. It drives our detoxification processes, to actually kick off that molecule, absorb it. So it drives me crazy. Methylcobalamin, guess what? A little bit more expensive, but so it decreases the practitioner's profit margin, but you're going to be able to absorb it. And so the other thing I want to say, and sorry, you can interrupt me, but don't. The thing, when people need B12, it's because their gut is a mess. They don't have the intrinsic factor,
right, with you.
Uh-huh. Right, to absorb it, or they are eating a solely plant-based diet. They do not have the animal products, which B12 is very high in, and so they need to replete that nutrient. Those are the biggest things. Other than that, the claims about increasing metabolism and increasing energy, you know, let your body be your best biofeedback machine. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and get one from a reputable source, and make sure they're using at least methylcobalamin. But for the most part, our need, I think it's just a cash cow for these people.
Yeah, I agree. And B vitamins are tricky, listeners. And in fact, like folic acid, we get tons and tons of synthetic folic acid in our processed diets because it's really cheap. And that processed folic acid has to go to the liver, be activated, Holly, you already talked about how B vitamins can strain the liver. These inactive Bs that people are getting all the time are straining the liver. So you're going and spending $30 on a B12 shot. It's the same stuff. It's the inactive form that is straining the liver. At least if you're going to get a shot, you use the active form or the methylcobalamin. It is 3 times more money. And it's also the only one I've ever used in my office. But the gut thing, Holly, I have patients that have had partial colectomies, meaning they've had part of their colon removed, or they've had stomach stapling or digestive surgery, and they don't know and they weren't told that they need to get shots of B12. B12 absorbs in a different place. It largely absorbs into colon versus most of your other Bs absorb in different parts of the body. When you have any chronic digestive disorder like constipation, diarrhea, irritable bowel, Crohn's, or chronic use of antibiotics, which chronic use of antibiotics is a digestive problem. Hear me again, listeners. Chronic use of antibiotics automatically is a digestive problem because you've killed off your beneficial bacteria in your gut, and therefore you have lost that protection that tissue normally has. You have a digestive problem, easily remedied by taking probiotics. But back to B12 here, what I do with my patients is I will give them a couple of shots, maybe one a week for 3 weeks of active B12. If I'm suspicious that's an issue, and I see how they feel. And if they go, no, I don't feel any different, whether up or down, then I say it's probably not an issue. Whatever you're getting your Bs is enough. But sometimes people will get a shot and they will be like, wow, that's the square peg in a square hole. So you don't have to do series of them. You just have to do the right one and get a couple shots and do that. And it's one of these things that you can hear the ire in my voice. And Holly, you nailed the whole thing. You got everything covered that I wanted to. The only thing I would add in there is it's very frustrating as physicians when patients are taking their limited amount of money and spending it on a good idea versus something that we know they need. You know, everybody needs fiber, a green drink. Everybody needs a good fish oil. Then you spend $35, $40 on a B12 shot that you may or may not need, and then that money shifts away and you can't stay on those basic supplements, those antioxidants and things. That's what the education. Go ahead, Og.
I want to add one more thing. And here's the other thing that kills me. So I had this gentleman completely by accident. He was in a foreign country. He had his stomach removed. Oops. He comes here to the United States, back to the United States, and his hotshot doctors, do blood tests, and guess what? Oh, his B12 level is sky high. They did blood tests. His B12, you don't need B12. And so he finally ends up in a weakened, like, almost cathartic state coming to see me and brings all. And so guess what? So he shows me his lab test and I'm like, yep, in your blood, your B12, which you've been supplementing because he's a pretty healthy and keyed in guy. You're in your blood, your B12 is sky high. Why? Because it's in your blood. It is not in your cells.
Not in your tissues,
why is
right.
it? Why is it not in your cells? Because you can't absorb it anywhere. So right. I'm like, I'm sorry. This is the craziest reductionistic thinking ever. Let's really think this through. You do not have a stomach. We have to give you injections. And so, I set him up, I set him up with his own little, here's how you do it. I don't want to drag you in here every week, but his life changed. His life completely changed. So don't let those blood tests of B12 fool you. If they're like sky high, it's a water soluble vitamin. It's in the blood where we need it to absorb and get active and fuel our biochemistry is in our tissues. It's in our cells.
Boom. You nailed that. You absolutely nailed that. You did, and it's right. It frustrates me to no means when people go, yeah, look at the B12 is very high in my bloodstream. I don't need it. And they're B12 deficient because of their clinical background of that. And you go, look, it's in your tissues. It's not what's floating around. The nature of how you feel and what you have, the fact that it's high is telling us that it's not getting in. We have broken a myth. We have mythified here, just like Varia Living's TV show. And we have told you that B12 is not hype. It can be helpful, but not for everybody. If you have digestive disorders, chronic use of antibiotics, look to doing B12 shots of the methyl, M-E-T-H-Y-L, methylcobalamin, the active part. Don't tax your liver with hydroxycobalamins and cyanocobalamins. The hype is when you use the poor sources. The helpful is when you use the methylcobalamin when you really need it. Radio MD, sorting out the materials that you need to stay well.